This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is clearly a day on this program for calendar comparisons. Tuesday this week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released its revised look at third quarter labor productivity. And good news, it was not. The BLS says productivity fell about 5% July through September, the biggest drop since 1960. Economists, of course, keep a real close eye on productivity. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why the rest of us ought to care, too.
Economist Erica Groshen used to run the Bureau of Labor Statistics, so she cares a lot about the labor productivity number. She says it's a measure of worker output, the upshot of our toil behind a desk or machine.
For 1 hour of work, how much on average do we produce?
Groshen says labor productivity data can tell us a lot about our standard of living, which could rise if we're more productive. The IRS can use it to forecast how much it'll collect in taxes, because if productivity rises, workers and businesses can make more money and pay more taxes. But economists aren't going to hang their forecasts on the labor productivity number. It's just one piece of the puzzle.
And that productivity piece is probably one of those fuzzy pieces you've been trying to figure out where it goes.
Ellis Pfeiffer is a strategist at Raymond James. He says worker productivity can confirm other data he follows. He wasn't surprised when productivity dropped over the summer. Think about what was happening. Prices for raw materials and wages were rising. When it costs more to make something, that's inefficient.
The unit labor cost has been rising. I think that's probably the biggest issue.
Labor productivity is about long-term trends, and it generally goes up. Brookings Institution economist Stephanie Aronson says it would be very unusual for productivity to keep falling.
Times I can think of where we've seen a really sustained drop in productivity growth are like when Rome fell and the barbarians took over, you know?
Fortunately, the barbarians are not at the gate. It's just the pandemic. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.